Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California Attorney General wants to hide videos and does not want the public to see what was going on behind these Planned Parenthood abortion clinics where they were selecting and harvesting baby body parts. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. As you know, we represent Sandra Mayer. She was one of the two individuals, along with David DeLayden, who ultimately interviewed these Planned Parenthood officials in public places. And in those interviews, these Planned Parenthood officials indicated openly, jokingly, that they were selecting baby body parts. Some of them had an inventory that they needed for that day, and then they were providing these to other entities that were selling these body parts. Well, as a result of this investigative journalism, Matt, Sandra Mayer not only faces a civil lawsuit from Planned Parenthood, but even more importantly, and this is where we are in this case, 15 felonies that were brought against her by the California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. And now, during the upcoming preliminary hearing that will take place later this year, scheduled for 2 weeks, the Attorney General says, but we don't want the public to see these videos. It's the videos, Matt, that the Attorney General is saying is the basis for the charges against Sandra Merritt. And this Attorney General does not want the public to see the evidence, quote unquote, that he wants to present to ultimately jail and fine Sandra Merritt. I mean, that is an assault to our basic freedom and justice.
You guys are attorneys. Isn't it very bizarre when you have a client with evidence to ask the judge to hide the evidence that will prove the client innocent?
Yeah, well, and the evidence, don't forget the talking point for the mainstream media, for Planned Parenthood, was that these were selectively edited. Well, we've already had a court say they were not edited. They were not selectively edited. These were the product of the investigative journalism, which was done lawfully. So this is an abuse of the criminal justice system in order to quash the First Amendment and the freedom of the press to silence people. And they don't want the evidence out there. So I'm not surprised, of course, that they don't want the evidence, which is the journalism, to go out, because this is a massive cover up. And we know now that nothing was edited, selectively edited.
That's right. In fact, the Court of Appeals that was reviewing a Texas defunding of Planned Parenthood indicated that these videos were not edited.
Mm-hmm.
And why would they edit them? I mean, they are.
There's no need to.
They are the words of Planned Parenthood. There's no
smoking gun evidence.
You know, Psalm 139 in verse 13 and following, it says, "For you," speaking of God, "formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth." Speaking about intricately woven together, knit together, formed as a unique human being in the mother's womb. You know, God knew each person, knows each person. Each person at that moment of conception, when the egg and sperm come together, is a unique individual with a DNA that never has been in existence before and never will be in existence afterward. It is a unique human being with, at that moment, the eye color, the hair color, lots of other characteristics that you end up growing to be. It's encoded at that very moment. The only difference between that moment of conception is, in fact, time. That's it. That's all it is. And Planned Parenthood and these other abortion providers, they are wanting to hide from the public what they were doing. And, you know, if you look at Planned Parenthood statistics, the breast cancer screening went down. Other kinds of so-called health consultations went down. But what went up? Their funding from the government went up, and also the number of abortions they did go up. So you can really see where Planned Parenthood gets its money. $500 million a year from federal money, which is absolutely obscene.
They don't do mammograms, by the way.
No, that's us paying them. That's us. That's our money, taxpayer
money. Paying them to kill unborn children.
You know, this reminds me of, if you haven't seen it, I recommend you see the movie Gosnell, because it really, the turning point for the jury was when they saw the pictures of these babies that had been aborted. They saw they were a baby. So you can just imagine that the California Attorney General is shuddering in his boots, because once a jury sees this true evidence, they have to acknowledge these are babies that are being killed and sold.
What Gosnell was convicted of, New York just passed and celebrated, basically saying abortionists can do everything Gosnell did up to and including after the baby is born alive, killing it through letting it die.
And something else is unprecedented. One of our attorneys, Harry Mihet, was recently in a California court. And what you have here is Planned Parenthood, of course, is the subject matter. And these videos were lawfully done because these were all done in public, as the former Planned Parenthood president acknowledged during congressional testimony. And that's an exception to the recording requirement. And also, anyone who suspects that an entity or a person is engaging or about to engage in illegal activity, that's an exception as well. And both of those apply to Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden. But also, during a recent hearing in California, the National Abortion Federation, a private entity, get this, a private entity, is now wanting to intervene in a criminal prosecution. I've never seen that before.
I've never heard of that.
They want to intervene. A private entity wants to intervene and also be a part of a criminal prosecution. Talk about collusion. Here it is.
Not even subtle.
The California Attorney General, no doubt, is colluding, conspiring with not only Planned Parenthood, because he actually did a press conference with Planned Parenthood in the background that said, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." And he was speaking there about this and other cases regarding this matter.
And he's taken money from them as well.
He's taken money from them to support his campaign.
Right. So not even subtly conflating the political and cultural issues with it, which shows clearly that this is an abuse of the judicial system and the criminal justice system. But now they're not even trying to hide it. Now you have a pro-abortion private organization openly asking to intervene.
And who would they have contacted and spoken to? They would have spoken to the California Attorney General.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not justice. Not a thing about this is just. Planned Parenthood is the entity that the Senate and the House have both requested the U.S. Department of Justice to file criminal and other prosecution lawsuits against Planned Parenthood because of their investigation. They've seen what Planned Parenthood has done. Planned Parenthood does not want the public to see what it does not want the public to see how callous it is. You know, when they're talking about and laughing about whether the baby is a boy or not, one of them was even talking about, in one of these videos, a person mentioned that they look at what they need for that day. It's kind of like you come in and you're in a restaurant. You know, what do we need for today? Well, we need, you know, salad. We're low on lettuce. Mm. What is it that the people are consuming? And that's essentially what was being discussed in one of these videos. What is it that we need today? So when these women are coming in for an abortion and they need a certain body part to sell, to provide to some other third party, they're looking at this as a commodity.
Pure greed.
Yeah, and one of them even said that this will help her buy her Lamborghini.
Right, pure greed.
All of this will and has come to light, but continue to pray for Sandra Merritt. This case, I'm asking you for a special prayer because we have two simultaneous lawsuits going on in California. One against the Attorney General, the felony, 15 felonies, and we're defending Sandra. We have a lot of hearing coming up on that. And we also have the multimillion-dollar lawsuit that Planned Parenthood has filed against her, claiming that they've lost all this federal or state funding and she should pay it back. This mother, this grandmother, who simply wants to do one thing, and that is stand for innocent children. Pray for her. Pray for our case and our team. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.